Your one-stop shop for the world's best new music. 2009 on Triple J.
Zan here with you on Triple J's 2009. Speaking of local music, Sydney band Dakota Ring have just released their third album. They Blind the Stars and the Wild Team is the title of it. Now, most of you would probably remember Dakota Ring from their work writing the soundtrack to the film Somersault, which saw the band team up with vocalist Lenka Kripak. But for this new album, the band have returned to their instrumental roots for the first time since their 2002 debut. It's been getting a lot of critical praise, this brand new record. And earlier this week, Home & Host's Dom Alessio caught up with Pete Kelly and Matt Steffen from the band to ask them about that shift back to an instrumental sound.
When we first started, we were an instrumental band, so it's not really weird for us at all. We've never been, opposed to having a vocalist, but, Lenka just kind of popped up when we were doing the Somersault soundtrack, and originally that's kind of really all it was meant to be, and then we were going to continue to go back to writing instrumental music, and there was a bit of a demand for us to play Somersault live, so Lenka stayed for longer, and then it just kind of thought, well, it seems to be working, so we'll do another record and see how it goes.
And that record was Fractions.
That was Fractions,
which came out in 2005.
Yeah.
So following Fractions, was there always that idea that Lenka would go by the wayside and that the next album that you made was going to be instrumental?
Not really.
It was never not necessarily a conscious sort of decision, but I think
it's just the way it happened, Like when we went over for, was it South by Southwest?
Yeah.
Last time. And, Lenka, I guess, stayed over there and was keen to pursue her solo career.
More of a pop angle, I guess. Yeah, she was, she was into that, and we were sort of still interested in being mainly an instrumental band. So it was, it's just a pretty natural sort of come together, make some music together, and everyone sort of goes off on their own path, So
the thing I notice about They Blind the Stars, which is the new record, is that it seems more guitar-focused than any of the previous Dakota Ring records.
I guess the first one... I mean, the first album to me is still pretty guitar-y, definitely compared to Fractions. Yeah. It's definitely, it's definitely much more guitar-y. With Fractions, we were very into seeing what we could do with the electronics, and that's the sort of what we were interested in at the time. And then, obviously, it's being a sort of a process when you come out of that, you want to go somewhere else, so we wanted to get back to probably slightly more organic, whether it sounds like that, meaning that we were trying to probably produce less sounds from the laptop and stuff in some ways, and actually try and produce a lot more of the sounds ourselves again. And that's sort of what led to, I guess, the more guitar-y sound.
And without a vocalist as well, I guess it gives you the freedom to crank up the amps to 11 and play a little bit louder, because you don't have to compensate for the quite soft but beautiful vocals of Lenka.
Yeah, it definitely makes a difference live in that way, in that, we don't have to, the on-stage level's probably a lot louder without Lenka around. And everybody and the two guitar players in the band both have sort of acquired another amp, so they're both, there's like four amps on stage. So, it's definitely a bit louder.
Yeah. Australia's answer to My Bloody Valentine.
Chipping away.
That's new music from Sydney band Dakota Ring on Triple J. Beat the Twilight is the name of that one. And it comes off their brand new record, They Blind the Stars and the Wild Team. Triple J's Dom Alessio is catching up with the band.
Do you feel as though you have to work a bit harder to prove yourself when you don't have a vocalist? Are people a bit more hesitant to approach your music if there's no vocals involved?
I don't think so. It hasn't happened to us, I don't
know. I think it spins a lot of people out.
I mean, when we did the, we did the Coldplay support recently, and we playing to a lot of people that I guess had never heard of us before, and of course they all get on your MySpace the next day and say that was great. I don't know why you don't have a singer, but I really enjoyed it. It was kind of weird. Like,
was your singer sick that day?
But it was great. So that was a really good experience doing that, getting our music to such a large audience who had not and probably would not get to see something like us, I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there, I think, who probably to them instrumental music might be jazz, or it might be hooked on classics, or, you know, there's still a lot of people out there who probably don't even know there is a genre, for want of a better word, of contemporary music being made that doesn't have vocals. That's what we found as well with the Coldplay crowd, is a lot of them had probably didn't seem to even have ever even imagined that this could ever happen. It was really blowing their minds. Well, some of the people down the front anyway, by some of the stuff they were shouting out, it was like they had been taken to another planet.
What kind of things were they shouting at you?
Are you going to sing? And then 5 minutes later, are you ever going to sing? Oh, my God, there's no singer. Oh, you know, just sort of shouts of amazement, I guess.
Were you getting heckled by the world's worst heckler?
Oh, there's always a couple of drongos down the front. People who've got their first show get a bit excited. You know.
Yeah, he got shushed up by the crowd, though, which is good.
You won him over in the end.
The best new releases of the week, 2009, on Triple J.